The days are getting shorter. The breezes off our cobalt coastline are cooler. The rhythms of fall return. In our cozy corner of New England, a timeless harbinger of the season, are students thronging college campuses. Behind the cheery parental goodbye hugs and the lugging of laptops to dorm rooms looms an uneasiness in the realm of higher education these days. Students loaded down with mountains of debt graduate into an uncertain economy. Do you want fries with that diploma? Is the gallows humor of the age. From Kingston comes news that 50% of the incoming freshmen at the University of Rhode Island are from outside our state. That's a startling change from the university's historic mission of educating working and middle-class Rhode Islanders. In 1960, 20% of all URI students hailed from outside Rhode Island. In 1981, that number had climbed to 31%. Last year, about 40% of students were out-of-staters. The reasons for this are not complicated. It all comes down to money. As the General Assembly and former Governor Don Carcieri slashed state funding for URI, the university's brass had a Sophie's choice. Admit more out-of-staters who pay substantially higher tuition or dumb down the university by cutting programs and laying off professors. URI obviously made the choice to take in more students from outside Rhode Island. In 2002, Governor Lincoln Allman's last year in office, URI received $84 million from the state. This year, the university will get $58 million in state support. In 1991, the state contributed 30% of the URI budget. That figure is down to 8%. Governor Lincoln Chafee is a URI supporter, and his budget did increase support by $6 million for higher education, meaning that in-state tuition was frozen at the state's public colleges. But a sluggish economy has decreed that the state cannot do much more for state colleges without raising taxes, which no one in our political leadership has an appetite for in this recession. URI has the smallest endowment of any New England state university. University officials must obviously do a better job raising money. And as is the case in any large bureaucracy, efficiencies can be found. Some of us wonder why URI spends so much money and devotes so many scholarships to a football team that rarely wins a game. A Rhode Islander who attends URI is more likely to stay in our state and contribute to our economy and civic culture than the students from New York and New Jersey who get their education here and flee the day they get their degree. It would also be nice if URI could trim some of the cushy benefits to long-tenured professors who teach part-time and spend their final years before retiring collecting bloated salaries. Given age discrimination laws, this isn't easy, but the glut of older teachers hanging around makes it difficult to hire young scholars. In-state tuition at URI is $12,450 this year. That's high by the standards of Connecticut and Massachusetts, yet lower than New Hampshire or Vermont. URI in-state tuition is up about 50% over the past 5 years, a sharper hike than any other state in the region except New Hampshire. With half the new students from outside our state, URI has the largest percentage of out-of-staters than any New England state university except UVM, which started as a private university as one of the nation's oldest colleges. Rhode Island's a tiny state and can't solve the national student debt crisis, but we could do our economy and younger citizens a lasting favor by investing more in our state university before it becomes the university in Rhode Island rather than the University of Rhode Island.